This is Gemara Bamitzia, Daf Ayin, and we pick it up on the bottom of Samachtes Amid Beis. We are two lines from the wide lines, and we ended off differentiating between renting money and renting items. We said that when it comes to renting an item, there's going to be obviously more an allowance, number one. And number two, we said that you're even going to be allowed to give more money for a different item. That if I rent a field from you, the case was Basara Kurin Lashana, 10 kor of wheat for a year, then you give me alva, I can then give you 12 kor per wheat, 12 kor of wheat per year. You're allowed to give more in a different venture based on a alva that was had. So we then ended off with a case of Sfina and a case of Chanos. Case of Chanos, painting pictures, a case of Sfina, making a part of the boat. So says the Gemara, two lines from the wide lines, Sfinta, when it comes to renting a boat, Amar Rav teaches Rav Agra Uparga. You have to pay for the rental and you have to pay for the damages. They ask, I don't understand. If you're paying for the rent, then why are you paying for the damages? And if you're paying for the damages, then you shouldn't be allowed to pay to rent. Shasik Rav. Amar Rav Sheisha is my time with Shasik Rav. Why was Rav quiet? Did Rav not know the following braisa that taught Afal Bisha Amru? Even though they said, Ein Mekablin, Soin Barzel Mi Yisrael, even though the Rabbanan taught, we do not accept Soin Barzel properties, items, from Yisrael to invest and only receive their profits. Aval Mekablin Soin Barzel Min Anochrim. Another extension of the allowance of Ribbis to Goyim, which is the allowance to take items, invest them for profits. However, even though Be'etzim it's Mutter, Havel Amru, teach Chazal, Hasam Bar Lechaveir of Amr Loyeri Paras Chasu Alai, Bishleshim Dinar. If one assessed a cow and rented it to his friend and said, the one paying, the renter said to the owner, I am acquiring your cow for 30 dinar value, meaning if I don't return the item to you, I'm going to pay 30 dinar for the value of this cow. And I'm going to give you one sella per month. So I'm renting your cow for $1 a month. I don't pay you back. I give you $30. Mutter. Why? The reason why it's mutter is because he didn't assume the value of the cow as a monetary obligation. He rather assessed its value and is paying a separate rental fee. Says the Gemara, one second, Vlaya so, he didn't assume it. What do you mean? He said that he said, Asuya Lai Bishleshin Dinar. Amar Rav Sheshes, Laya so, Domi Michayim. What does it mean? It means he didn't say such while the cow was alive. Ela La'achar Misa. That he's only going to pay for it if the event the animal dies. Then he'll reimburse the owner the value that he assessed that it was at the original moment. And therefore, the Gemara is differentiating and entering up for Rav. This is different than our case of Soin Barzel properties. Because in the case of Soin Barzel properties, the issue was that you're always returning. There's a guarantee. And the truth is, that is a critical word. That anytime there's a guarantee that you're for sure going to get back all the cash that you put in, that's when right away you run into an issue. Whereas in our case, it is not so. And Amar Rapapa, Paskins Rapapa, on the last line of Samachtas Amid Beis, Hilchasa Sfina, Agro Pagra. The halacha is that when it comes to Sfina, you could guess, collect both the rental and the damages. As we turn over to Nut Ayin Amar Alf, excuse me, Vinagu B'nei Kofra, excuse me, and as much as that is the Psak Halacha, but says the Gemara, the local custom of the Bali Sfina What they do is agra b'shas mishicha and pagra b'shas shavira. They're allowed to take both, but the way they formulate it and the way that in actuality they allow it to play out is they take the agra, the rental, when the boat is given over to the other party, and they take the pagra, they take the damage at the time, or if the time, I should say, the item breaks. Says the Gemara, to be haga, talya milsa. I don't understand what that means. Who cares what they do? We do psak halacha. What does it bother me? What the Bali Sfina, the boat owners, do? Says the Gemara, no, mishun de masnita, tanya, min haga. The reason that they did such is because there's a braisa that says they're allowed to do such, and therefore, masnita tanya, as Rashi in the first line says, the mutter. And therefore, why the braisa we just said that as long as it was not a sodom mechayim lachar misa, when it comes to a boat, the breaking of the boat is similar to achar misa. And that's the reason why it would be allowed. Omar Ravanan continues the Gemara four lines down. Ayin Omar Aleph teaches Ravanan Amar Shmuel Moi Shal Yisaimim Moter Lahalvasan Biribis. A unique leniency teaches Ravanan in the name of Shmuel, the money of Yisaimim you could lend with ribis. Amrli Rav Nachman, what? Mishum de Yasminin Usfino Luisura. Because they're Yisaimim, we're feeding them something which is Asr. Yasmi, says the Gemara, Dachli Delav Didu, that when an Yisaim is getting something that's not theirs, Lazlu Basar Shavkayu, then they're going to go straight to the grave. So Rav Nachman, quite violently, we could say, disagrees with Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Amar Lei, Rav Nachman continues and says, Emily is a gufa do of the hechave. What was the precise story that you, Rav Nachman, wanted to be mekel? Amar Lei responds 10 lines down, Ahu duda tibnei mar ukva. There was a duda, a pot, that belonged to the children of Mar Ukva, Davei Bei Mar Shmuel, that Mar Shmuel was in charge of. Takal V'Avlei, Shmuel would weigh it and lend out the pot. Takal V'Shakalei, he would weigh it and take it back at the end of the rental. And he would charge them the difference in weight as you use a copper real pot. It slowly wears away. So as Shmuel rented it out, he took wages, and when he took it back, he waited and took the difference in the item. Shakal agra v'shakal bachsa. So therefore, what comes out, says Rav Hanan, that what was Shmuel doing? He was taking an agra, he was taking the fee, a rental for the item, and v'shakal bachsa, and he was taking the depreciation, the erosion of the pot. And this is where Rav Hanan, in the name of Shmuel, taught that Yisaimim are allowed to lend Beribis. Because we see that they're lending out an item and they're getting back more. Says Rav Hanan, I don't understand. Excuse me, so Rav Hanan continues. Iagra loy paksa vipaksa loy agra. I don't understand. If you take a rental fee, you should not be allowed to take the payment for the diminishing. If you take the payment for the diminishing, you should not be allowed to take the payment of the rental fee. That's Ribis. From the fact that Shmuel allowed them to do it, teaches Rav Hanan, must be that you're allowed to take ribis for Yisaimim. Amar Lei, Rav Nachman responds, Kiha, if this was your raya, Kiha, if this was your raya, Afilu b'dekinani nami shari, then even if regular people, not Yisaimim, not regular, even other adults, Yis would be nami shari lemevad, this would be allowed. Why would this be allowed? The reason why this is allowed was because the Yisaimim accepted upon themselves the loss of the deterioration of the copper of the Nechashas. The Kama Demakli Nechasha, because the Metzias is, teaches Rav Nachman, as copper is burnt, Baltir Dameha, the value goes down. So it's true that Rav Shmuel, accepted payment for the depreciation of the pot, but there still is something more that the Yesaimim themselves suffered, that the pot itself went down in value for the next time. And therefore, says the Gemara, wasn't ribis at all. So says the Gemara, Raya number one, they kalem with ribis, didn't work. So Amar Rav Bar Shila, Amar Rav Chisav, Amar Rav Bar Yosef Bar Chama, Amar Rav Sheishes, Ma'i Shal Yesaimim, Motel Al Vaisam, Karav Lischar, Virachoik Lehefsid. So says the Gemara, we thought that we could lend them out with ribis. The Gemara refuted that. So rather, it teaches the Gemara, you know, you could do, you can make an arrangement which is very close to ribis, in which the profit, the revach, is karoiv, whereas the hefsid is going to be very loss and minimal. Tanu Rabbanan continues the Gemara 20 lines down. First one online is Virachik Lehefsid. Karoiv Lizchar Virachik Lehefsid. A non yasim, a regular person, lends out in the mannerism. He makes his business venture that he will profit, and the losses is very minimal and not common. Rush. Karoiv Lehefsid Virachik Lizchar Chasid. Karav lezev lezev verachik mizel lezev zohi midas kol adam. That's the average person. So says the Gemara, a weighted business venture is the normal way of going about it. And then there are spectrums on both sides. Omar le rabba le rav Yosef hani zuzi diyasmi. This money of Yesaimim, once we're on the topic, says Rabbi to Rav Yosef, Eicha avdina lehu. How do we deal with it? Amar le, Rav Yosef responds, Musvina lu beidina. We make a bezdin, and bezdin controls the estate. Vivina le zuzi zuzi. And we give the kids, a zuz at a time, we give them their living expenses. Amar le, Rabbi says back, Vaka kalya karna. But if you do that, there's going to be no money left. If they keep on taking out, the pot is going to deplete. Amarle, Rav Yosef said, Mar Hechiav, it's what do you suggest, Rabba? Amarle, Rabba responded, but kina gavra disle dava pricha. We look for a wealthy person who has pieces of gold. Naktina dava minei. We take the gold as a mashkin. V'yavino lo nialei. And then we give him the money of the Yisaimim to invest. Karav l'schar v'rochik lehefsid. And we tell him it has to be an investment which the schar is much more common than the hefsid. Aval davar misuyam loy. But to do something as a definitive item, to take as a mashkoin a davar misuyam, that you should not do. Meaning, rather take davo prichi, fragments of gold. Why? Delma pekadain ninu. Because the reason is, because we're worried that this wealthy person, the item that he gives as a bikadim, might be a bikadim by him. Vasa Mari, and the owner will come and take it. Yav Simani v'shakule, and take it away. And therefore, we should only take as a mashkoin, davo brichi, fragments of gold. Amar Rav Ashi asks Rav Ashi, lines from the bottom, Tenachi mishtakach gavra, disle davo bricha. Okay, you find a guy that has gold fragments, wonderful. Then what are you going to do? Nechle zuzi diasmi. We're going to use up all the money of the Yisayimim. Elom Ravashi. So rather suggest Ravashi chazina. We see gavr din mushvi nechsei umehemin. We look for a person with stable properties, a trustworthy guy. V'shama dina daraisa. He follows the rules of the Torah. V'loi bekabel shamta derabanan. He was never put in chayrim, and we give it to him in Bezdin, and we stipulate that you should invest the money of the Yisayimim, Karov Leschar, and Rachayk Le'efsin. And just parenthetically, this Lamaisa is really what we do out of Yom HaZeh, is often, Rachmana Litzlan, there are different collections for different tragedies, and the money that they collect for the kids, for the family, etc., what they do is, mamish, what we just said, they invested in the mannerism of Karav Leschar and Rachik Lehefsid, so that it's not Mekalya Karna, and so that the money is less, is around for the family. We continue with the Mishnah on Ayin Amid Beis. Ein mekablin zayin barzel mei Yisrael. Look at what we learned yesterday, and we'll get more in depth today. You cannot accept zayin barzel from a yim. Neishu ribis, it's ribis. Avon mekablin zayin barzel min ha'akum. V'lovin mehenu, malvin aysam v'ribis. From a guy, you can lend and borrow with ribis. V'chein be'ger ta'ishav. And so to a ger ta'ishav. Malvi Yisrael ma'aysav shal akum midas akum avaloi midas Yisrael. A yid can lend a guy's money to another yid if the guy agrees. Meaning I could be working for a guy lending ribis al das the guy, but not al das the Yisrael. So really two parts of this Mishnah. Beginning with Sain Barzel, what is not allowed by a yid, and then moving on to, Sain Barzel, which is allowed by a guy, and other forms of ribis, which are allowed. So let's begin. Before we dive into the Gemara, let's just look at Rashi for a moment. What does it mean, Sain Barzel, says Rashi, it's a type of business venture called Achayis HaNechasim Al HaMekabel. The managing partner accepts all potential issues. V'samay samalav b'mois, chosman sheislo mois, cholkem b'schar. And this is what we would call a guarantee. Guarantee is a treif word, and therefore it is forbidden. Says the Gemara Lameimra. From the beginning of the Mishnah, it seems to say the Rishusa de Mekabel Kaim, that in a case of accepting a Soin Barzel arrangement, it sounds like that it stands in the Rishos of the Mekabel, the managing partner. The Reminu asks the Gemara, Mekabel Soin Barzel min anachrim, v'ladois, peturim min abachayra. If you accept such an arrangement from a guy, the babies that are born are potter from the din of Bachar. Why? Because it's of a guy. But 1 second, if it's considered in the possession, Bereshos, of the Mekabel, then the Yid is the Mekabel. So there should be a Chayiv in Bechayra. Amar Abaya, like Kasha. Hada Mekabli, Unsa Vizula. Hada Mekabli, Unsa Vizula. Depends how much the managing partner accepted upon himself. In our case, it was everything. In the case of the guy, it was not. Amarli Rava. If the owner accepted the oynes, the any eventual accidents and the depreciation, Zayin Barzel Karisla, what's the whole Zayin Barzel like we said? It's a guarantee, but if the owner accepts upon himself the oynes and the zula, it's no guarantee, number one. Void on a tani, safe in the safe, it says, Amal Kabul and Zayin Barzel Minakum. So then, should differentiate. If you didn't accept upon yourself and the depreciation, so Arava disagrees with Abaya's assessment of the differences whether you accepted Unsa Vizula. Ella Amai Rava. So rather, Rava comes along and Rava explains. They're both talking about where the owner did not accept Unsa Vizula. But Gabe Bachaira is Hainu Tam. So what's going on in the case of Bachar? The Vlad is Purim and Bachaira. Kivan di Loyav Zuzi Asi Nachri Tafis al Behema. Because what Lamaisa could happen? The guy could come and say, you're not paying up, I'm taking back my animal. Vilay Mishagach La al Behema Tafis Lulav Ladais. And if the guy can't find the original animal, he's going to take the vladais. Therefore, it's considered havliyad nochri be'emsa. It's considered that the guy has some level of ownership. He has a way to grab hold of this vlad. Chliyad nochri be'emsa is potter min ha-bechayra. Dinin bechayra. That because is at some level the guy has an involvement, it's potter from bechayra. And that's the reason. But it's not a kasha on our case. And it still could be considered Bereshusa de Mekabel. This is just a din in Bechar that you'd be potter. Continues the Gemara. And we're just going to begin now with the din of ribis by a guy. And we quote a pasuk, Marbe Hainai ben Eshech Vitarbis. One who's Marbe Hain, he increases his wealth via Neshech and Tarbis, ribis. L'chaynein dalim yikbitzenu. He collects it, who favors the dalim, the poor, that the money that one gets be'isr illegally, he's going to lose, and it's going to go to someone else, which of course is a big chizik to, number one, just keep the halachas of ribbis, because you're not going to gain even, says the Torah. My l'chaynein dalim, says the Gemara, amarav kon shavar malka. For example, shavar malka, who gives the money to Guy? Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Lehuna, Loi Nitzcha Ella, Ta'afilu Ribbis, Ta'akum. This is a chiddush that's even referred to Ribbis of Akum, that one is not going to ever benefit from it. Says the Gemara, one second, Esi Ravel Rav Nachman, Lenachri Tashich. But says the Torah, Ta'kayu, could yes be Tashich, my Tashich. Lav, Tishoich. Does it not mean you could take Ribbis from a Guy? Says Gemara, Loi Tashich means you could pay ribbis to guy. Loi Sagi Delav Hachi. Says Gemara, I don't understand. Why do you have to pay guy ribbis? What is it? A proactive, positive halacha to pay a guy ribbis? Says the Gemara, yes. Avuki Achicha Deloi. That you can't give ribbis to a yid, but you can yes give to a guy. Achicha Bedik Sibbe. Ulachicha Loi Sashich. Says the Gemara, love or love. So at a moment the Gemara is standing, is you cannot take ribbis from a guy, you can only give ribbis to a guy. We'll pick it up from here, b'siyata d'shmaya.